It was December. That's a cold month. That's a dark month. It's the time of year when the curbsides lie buried under senior citizens dressed as Santa Claus, peppered in vomit that is both theirs and not theirs. The guys had a great night out at the pool hall. All they could talk about was the auto accident they had seen on the drive home. Flames and brains thrown across the highway for a stretch of what seemed like miles. A memory that would last a lifetime. Whoa, what a massive wreck! But me, I'm safe at home with my new watch. I found it in an alley with a small scroll strapped to the band. On the scroll was written two words. For you. For me. For me? A watch? How can that be? Okay, I took it home. I like looking at my watch, staring into its big face. I watched the second hand. So smooth, so constant. And if I stare long enough, I see much more. The neighbor's living room. I could see right into the neighbor's living room. Hello, Jack. Hello, Deborah. They can't hear me. Every day I watch them come and go. Sit around, eat, play some euchre, maybe. Shh. My wife, she doesn't know that my watch could show me the neighbor's living room. So please, don't tell her. She would get very mad if she knew. She would yell like she always does. But really, she is soft and sweet, pure, and she's my lady. But on this cold December night, when I stared into my watch, I saw her too. Entering my neighbor's living room late at night. Wait a minute. She told me she was supposed to be working the late shift. And she opened a suitcase and pulled out a man in a white lab coat, in a big white wig, holding steel wool. And she looks at me through my watch, right into my eyes, and she begins to laugh. No, this can't be happening. Honey, can you hear me through this? She just looks at me and smiles. I am not wearing very much, as I often don't in my house, but somehow right now I feel something against my skin. By now I am really scared of what I do not know, so I take the watch and I just hurl it against the wall. Smash it goes! I quickly turn on the lights, and there's my wife in the room. Standing there, naked, looking at me as if in a trance. But what's wrong with her skin? Your skin, it's all scratched up. So many scratches. It's scratched and it's scratched. And I say, who did this to you? What's going on here? And she holds up a mirror. And I look into the mirror. And she does that little laugh of hers. Hee hee hee. And that soft and sweet voice. And I look into the mirror, and I see the reflection. But that's not me. It can't be me. There's a man in the mirror with a white lab coat and a big white wig. This man, he has only one eye and a hook for a hand. I turn it away. Take it away! Take it away! But I look again, and he's still there, surrounded by forever's supply of steel wool. How did I get this way? And the church bells start up. Ring, 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 It's a song about some kind of eagle. It can't be right. A boys' choir? Not at this time of night. So I look out the window, and there through the window I realize these children are singing to me, and the message is simple, and the message is clear. The most frightening thing of all is the men at the pool.